The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, John Peter Amewu, has asked the military high command to, as a matter of urgency, cause an investigation into why soldiers have been deployed to protect Geo Professional Service, a mining company, when the company has been ordered to cease operations. The Minerals Commission, in a letter dated 18th May 2017, ordered the company being operated by expatriates, including Russians and Ukrainians, to stop mining and reclaim all disturbed lands. However, when the minister and his entourage arrived at the mining site yesterday at Tontokrom, as it is widely known, GPS was still mining, for which Mr. Amewu ordered an immediate shutdown, while the Russian general manager and three other expatriate workers were arrested. Mr. Amewu expressed worry about that a moratorium by the government is being flouted while a state security apparatus is protecting it. He was speaking to journalists.
There are law enforcement agencies up there who need to do a lot. Interestingly, it's been established that the military is protecting an illegality. Nobody can say that is not true. We've all seen it in most of the sites we visited. The military personnel were stationed there. And this is not coming from my outfit. I tried to check from the Minerals Commission. Minerals Commission had never on any occasion signed any contract with the military to allow those military personnel to be protecting an illegality. I went to my ministry itself, comes out with all the files, and the ministry had never, in any occasion, established any contract with the military department to protect an illegality. So what is clear is that the military on their own, whether through the, I don't know, whatever those contracts have been established, I mean, we want to use this opportunity to call on the military hierarchy to come and establish and tell all Ghanaians why this time still they are protecting an illegality. And for me, so long as the military will continue to do this, then the fight against an illegality is going to be very difficult for us. A site that has been declared as an illegal without license provisions have been manned by strong military personnel calls for questioning. And I think people of responsible positions must begin to answer questions. Most of the sites we visited, they were police. If a site is not licensed, under what circumstances would a policeman be manning a gate to an illegality? I mean, what is the remuneration? Those militaries that we see up there, I don't think they are doing that because they are Ghanaians. They are being paid. Some of the military personnel were mentioning names. At the appropriate time, those names will come out. Whoever military personnel you are, and who delegate you to those sites. I mean, we need to interrogate these things.